tempered on the anvil of Nocturne, long and hard before he had undergone the most honourable reforging of them all, the one that had made him a legionary of the 18th and a true son of Vulcan. "This is fine work, Master Tickell," Brightan said as he drew near. "A construction of rare strength."
"As it should be,"
Tickell muttered, speaking more to himself than to Brightan. Then he turned his head to look at the Igniacs.
"My thanks, brother."
He smiled, as if grudgingly allowing himself a flicker of pride. Then the smile faded, replaced by a frown.
"I do still wonder about the weapon's purpose. It has no conceivable use on Nocturne."
"Why would you have imagined it would?"
Tickell shook his head.
"A momentary foolishness," he said. "I forget sometimes that we will and must leave."
"Our destiny lies in the Emperor's great crusade."
"It does, it does. I know this. But, Nomus, when will we leave? Where will we go, and what will we use this for?"
"When it is time, where we are needed, and in the proper campaign."
Brightan spoke with more confidence than he felt. Tickell looked around the booming cavern.
"And so we will leave, Nocturne," he said softly.
"Leave, but not abandon."
"I do understand that. I do."
"But?"
"But do you really understand your purpose?"
"Do you?"
"I do not. Any more than I understand our work here."
He slapped a palm against the hull.
"I know what this can do, but I do not know its true purpose."
Brightan took a breath, searching for an answer he already knew was out of his reach. In the same instant, he felt a new rhythm in the vibration shaking the floor. Steady, firm, powerful. He knew what it was even before he saw the look of chagrin in Tickell's eyes.
"I have failed," Brightan thought. "I have let my own uncertainty defeat me."
His face burning with shame, he turned and bowed his head as the Primarch strode towards them. Vulcan wore the simple, hardened leathers of a smith. He had been labouring at the side of his sons, for the work being done on the machine was as much a produce of his hands as it was the design of his genius. Simple though his attire was, he walked in majesty. Its aura, invisible yet blinding, shone like the glow of a furnace. Tickell's features were hard, but Vulcan's were carved of something stronger than stone, invulnerable to erosion yet tempered by wisdom. Vulcan's face was that of a veteran warrior, one who knew war and could not be broken by it. But it was also the face of one who knew the cost of war, who would never turn away from that cost, and who would seek to be the shield against which the waves of conflict would shatter.
"I'm sorry, Lord," said Tickell.
"For what?" Vulcan asked. "For having perfectly understandable questions. For wondering what we are about, and when we will be about it. We have always been honest with each other, since before we were a legion. Will we stop now?"
"No,"
Tickell said.
"No," Vulcan repeated. "If you have questions, you must ask them. If I have answers, I must give them to you. If I don't, I must tell you that too. And the simple fact is that I do not. Not yet. When we shall depart and where our duty will take us, I do not know. But I do know this. The Emperor has a task for us. Our role will be one for which we are eminently suited. As for this..."
He touched the side of the hull with a craftsman's care.
"It is a storied vehicle. It took part in one of the proudest moments of the 18th Legion on Terra, long before my father found me again. The machine's history is legend, and I believe its legend is unfinished. That is why I had it brought here, from where it rested on Mars."
Brightan said,
"When it sees action again, I have no doubt its legend will grow. Things could hardly be otherwise."
Vulcan smiled at Tickell.
"You do not have the answers you seek, but do the ones I have given suffice?"
"They..."